joining us right now from all the way from South Africa is Clive Harding. You know him, you love him, from Ford, Jackson, and Jill. That's right. Remember Master Jack in 1968? Huge hit. He joins us right now. How are you today, Clive?
I'm very well, thank you. And yourself?
Excellent, thanks. The connection's not great, but I guess that's all we can expect across continents, right?
Absolutely.
Hello?
Hello, that is Glenna speaking right now.
Oh, Glenna, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. It's really good to be connected like this and on this radio show.
It's nice to have you. I didn't even know you were joining us. That's a wonderful surprise for me. Glennis is, of course, the Jill of the group, and in fact, has some stuff on her own. I remember your song Ramaja.
Yes.
Yeah, it was a big hit in South Africa and around some of the other parts of the world as well. Tell us a little bit. I want to talk to Clive first because I know he was with the band first and then you joined. So let's talk. I know he had his own band before the Four Jacks and a Jill. But let's talk a little bit about the formation of the band, Clive, and how it came about. I know that you had a group called the Nevadas, and then you had a group called the Zombies. How did it all metamorphosize into Four Jacks and a Jill?
Well, we were the first long-haired band in South Africa at the time of the Beatles. And it was very unusual for South Africa to have men walking around with long hair. And, Mark, I'm going to try another phone. Is that okay? Because I'm having a real problem hearing you. I'm just going to go to another line.
I'm listening. Hello? Hello?
Are you there, Mark?
Yeah, I am.
Sorry about that. Okay. So I had this band called first the Nevadas, then we became the Zombies. And then we were offered a gig at a restaurant that was a very sophisticated restaurant, and they didn't like the look of our band being all dressed in black leather and long hair. And they said if we changed our name to something more suitable and changed our whole image, they'd book us. So we decided to change our name, and an American guy by the name of Jimmy Casanova had heard of the band called, well, it was a movie actually, with Desi Arnaz in it, Four Jacks and a Jill, and he suggested the name to us. And that's how we got the name.
So it was actually an American movie that it was based on?
Yep, there was. I've never actually seen the movie, but I just know about it, that's all.
So now did you have to get the four Jacks all lined up and the Jill, or how did it go? How did it go with that?
No, Glennis was working with us as Glennis Lynn and the Zombies, and then we just changed from Glennis and the Zombies to Four Jacks and the Jill.
Ah. But Glenn has lost the title of the lead singer there, with her name on there. So she became Jill. Glennis, did you lose Glennis Lynn Minot and became kind of Jill?
Well, they became one. The one became synonymous with the other one, really. A lot of people used to call me Glennis, but a lot of people started calling me Jill.
Did you answer to both?
I did, yes.
Yeah. So... tell us a little bit about how long was the band Four Jacks and a Jill before all of a sudden it hit pay dirt? And was it successful back home in South Africa first, and then how did it spread around the world?
Well, what actually happened was the very first recording that we did as Four Jacks and a Jill was Brian Harlan's Ginny Come Lately. We did it as Jimmy Come Lately, and that went to number one in South Africa. And then after that, we just had one successful hit after another. Until we eventually did a song called Timothy, which quite frankly, we didn't like very much. But it was part of a movie, and so we did it. And that became the first gold disc, and then the first double gold disc in South Africa for a local band. And then we had to do an album. And on that album, we put a song called Master Jack, which was an original song written by a South African. And that was the flip side of the follow-up to Timothy. And the flip side for the follow-up to Timothy was a song called I Look Back, which Perry Como had done, and we just did a cover of it, our own version. And both I Look Back and the B-side, which was Master Jack, they both went to top of the charts, yeah. And then it was It was first, Master Jack was first turned down by RCA in America, and then when they heard Tony Lopez was going to record it, they suddenly decided to change their minds, and they suddenly went all out and they promoted it, and it became an international hit for us all over the world.
And after that happened, how did it change your lives? Because Master Jack, I know, hit the top 20 here in the United States, and that group became instantly recognizable. I assume in the rest of the world, you had a number of number one hits all over the place too. How did life change?
Well, we started traveling a lot. Glenys and I got married just before we left to tour the United States, Canada, and everywhere else in the world, just about. So we kind of had a very, very long extended honeymoon. And it was great fun. We loved living in New York. We lived in New York in Manhattan itself. And then we toured from there. We went down south and we went to the Midwest and we went up to Canada and then back over to Europe again, back and forth.
Well, how does that affect the relationship when you're touring all the time and you're together 24 hours a day and performing and working all day?
I'll let Glenys answer that question.
I'm going to ask that one to Glenys.
All right, then. I would say that unless you have the same goal, it would be really difficult. But we were in agreement. Oh, we disagreed on little things sometimes, but we were mainly in agreement about what we were doing, where we were going. And I would say that it was a protection for our marriage much more than if Clive had been doing his own thing and I had been doing my own thing. So I would recommend it.
Now, didn't you folks do your own television show at one point, too?
Yeah, yes, we did. We had a television series here in South Africa. It did very, very well. It was also a lot of fun doing it. But the funny thing is, we were the first band in South Africa to ever make a music video in this country. And of those days, it was done on 16mm color film. And because America, the record company America, RCA Victor, wanted a movie to run on television, so we made the first ever music video, and it was also quite a lot of fun because it's never been done before in this country, so it was another first that we were able to do.
What were your feelings about that, Glenys?
Sorry, I lost you on that one.
I was asking Glenys to comment on that as well.
To comment on the hits.
Yes. And how life changed.
How life changed. Well, we got married in 1968, and from 1968 until most probably about 1979, we spent not our entire lives, but we spent a lot of time touring. We had two young children. Sometimes Clive's mom came with us. Sometimes, but when we were at home doing home tours in South Africa, she would come and stay in our home or they would go to her home. So their schooling went on uninterrupted, which was excellent. There were some challenges. One looks back on it sometimes and wondered where you missed out on some of the ordinary stability that that an untouring home experiences. But and there were those things. But we're very, very grateful to God, actually, that our two oldest ones who were touring with us at the time are both leading pretty balanced lives and are pursuing careers of their own. And we had a lot, Lamaki, who is also very gifted in the music area as well as loving So she's trying to get a social degree, but what I'm trying to say is that it is possible, but you do need to be surrounded with family, and we were.
Well, that's absolutely correct. But I was going that was my next question, by the way, was that were any of your children involved in the music business or creative talents? Because a lot of times that's in the bloodline.
Yes. They usually in most marriages they. Each of your offspring inherit part of both the giftings of the parents. So we have a son who runs a television production who doesn't sing, but who is very music. There's great music and beat instilled in him. And both our daughters sing. Whether they will actually do what we did, I don't think they want to, but they both have lovely voices and they both sing, and the younger one of the two is just very, very artistic in singing, in acting, in drama, in drawing, in art, so everything is exploded out through her.
Yeah. Well, I understand that, Glynis, that you were an actress as well.
I wouldn't have called myself an actress, but I did. Clive directed a movie in which the whole group was in called Sell a Million. Well, he produced it, actually, and partly directed it. He can correct me on that one. But, yeah, it was actually a lot of fun. And I'm quite amazed that I actually did what I did at the time. I wouldn't call myself an actress, though, because I believe an actress is somebody that can take on a lot of different roles and not be framed in one sort of role. And I doubt if I could have done that.
Yeah. Now, Clive, you have a television production house, or you did, at least Genesis Sound. I don't know if you're still doing that or not, but so you've been involved in television for a long time, right?
Yes, I have. Well, eventually I went into business with my son, Dirk, and we changed the name. We changed the name to Malapati Productions, which was actually named after a game lodge that we used to own in Zimbabwe. Unfortunately, it was taken away from us by the current government. But I also produced and directed a number of feature movies. I did an action movie called Shamwari, which means friend in Shona. And that was also a lot of fun. And then, of course, we did a lot of other various types of documentaries, et cetera, et cetera. But in the past 7 years, I've actually stopped on the video side or television side. And Dirk, our son, has taken that over simply because we've been so incredibly busy recording. We've done just on 32 CDs in the past 7 years.
Wow.
And quite a variety of music, too, not just our own sort of normal Four Jacks and the Jill stuff.
Well, I know that I have in my hand here one of your newest projects, I believe. It's called An African Safari?
Yes, that's correct. That's one of them.
It's really really kind of cool. Tell us a little bit about how that came about.
Well, what we've been doing over the past 7 years is we've been recording and selling our music via telesales in support of six charities. And one of the charities is a charity called Lifeline, and obviously a lot of the calls that they often get are for people who are contemplating suicide and that type of dreadful thing. And we were asked to produce music that people could listen to who are in a sort of a reasonably a sort of a traumatic situation, something that would calm them, and yet we were told or asked to do something that had a truly African flavor to it. So we just sort of, well, I got the idea of, if you can imagine, sitting in the bushveld in the country, what we call the bushveld here, at a game lodge, and you're listening to music playing very softly, but you can also hear the animals, the wild animals in the background, which is something that we get to enjoy quite frequently. And so we put together music that had all those different elements to it, and that's how they come about.
It's really a nice recording. I enjoyed it. I also have in my possession the CD Four Jacks and a Jill Reflections, which is that pretty much a greatest hits type of CD, or?
Well, it's not. It's kind of the only one that's really a big hit. Also, that is Master Jack. We decided to do to rework it, giving it more of our roots, which has got more African sound and is utilizing the penny whistle, which is a very African sound, and so on. And now we just added a few more chords to it, made it a little bit more complicated than just the three-chord song that it was originally. And, you know, when you played a song for so many years, you get kind of bored with it. So we figured if we did something different with it, that could give it a new injection for ourselves. But also there's a lot of the songs, nine of the songs on that album are written by David Marks, who actually wrote Master Jack. And he never really got the recognition that he should have got as a songwriter, and he's a very, very good songwriter. And one of our favorite tracks, the new one, is a song called I'd Love to Write a Love Song, which to me is just such a beautiful song, and it's another one of David's songs.
It's an excellent tune. There's actually, I was going to mention that, because there are a few really nice songs on this CD, and they're all mostly written by him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a couple of others that are written by current members of the band. The one called Africa, which is written by myself and our lead guitarist, John Ferrier. And then another guitarist member of our band, Paul Nissen, wrote a song called Township Taxi. Because we have these mini buses here that are, well, you can love them or you can hate them, but they're a law unto themselves. They will drive absolutely anywhere and break all the rules and all the regulations. So we decided to do a song about them, try to love them instead of hating them, because they do give a very good service.
You also have a DVD here that with a wonderful picture of Glynis on the cover, called Four Jacks in a Jail, filmed at the Victory Theater in South Africa's newest home of entertainment. Glynis, tell us about the DVD.
Well, the DVD was something that Clive had actually been saying to me for a couple of years. We've got to do a DVD of the songs that people hear us do so often in audio only. And eventually we got to do it that day. It was quite a get-together. It was quite a pressurized thing, but our son was actually the one who came and set up all the cameras with a jib and everything in this Victory Theater. And it was a challenge. It was fun. It was exuberating. It was fantastic. And it's recorded something of our lives for so many people all over the world that we've been able to actually just send it out as we've done with you, and it's been very satisfying.
It's great, and it has on it I'd Love to Write a Love Song and Timothy and The Warrior and Master Jack, and it also has a CD full of Christmas songs. It's really kind of cool.
Yeah, we decided to do some Christmas standards with a bit of an African feel, so we did it with a kind of Kwela beat and using the penny whistle once again. A lot of people from South Africa live in all parts of the world, and They miss Africa. They miss South Africa. You know, when you have lived in Africa, there's something about it that you can't get out of your system, no matter where you go and live, and no matter how much you like your new country. There's just something about Africa that you always long for. So when you hear music like that, you kind of get a lump in the throat and feel very nostalgic. And in fact, that's what's actually taken place now. People have come to see our latest concerts that we're currently doing now. And they've come to us and they've said it's not just a show, it's an experience. Because it just takes them down a memory lane like they've never been before. You know, the big craze these days is to do tribute shows of all famous artists like the Beatles and Elvis and ABBA and so on. And we're in the unusual situation where we're doing a tribute show, but it's the original artists doing the music themselves, which is kind of different.
Mm. Well, I got to tell you, I've never had the honor of being at a concert of yours, but having the DVD and being able to watch it was kind of like right being there.
Sorry, I just lost the truth you said.
No, I said that having the DVD was kind of like being able to go to your concert.
Well, that's what we were hoping it would be like.
Yes.
Yes, I kind of like that. Now, if folks out there want to get a hold of one of your DVDs or CDs or anything else that you're doing, or keep a track of what's going on with Four Jacks and a Jill, is there a website they can visit?
Yeah, we have a website. All our music is available. Folks can download songs one at a time, or they can order the complete thing however they want it. It's just very basic, www.fourjacksandajill.co.za.
Is that with the number four, or are they spelled out?
It's the number four, the digital four. But if you Google Four Jacks and a Jill, you'll see the official website comes up on Google. So
it's fourjacksandajill.com?
No, .co.za.
What's that?
.co.za.
.co.
Now you would say Z.
ZA.
Yeah.
So it's, okay, this is, it's obviously from South Africa. So it's fourjacksandajill.co.za.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's C as in Clive. .co as in Clive.
Right.
And then .za.
Right. Yep. I got that. So we'll put a link up with this interview so people can go and order these things if they wish. Or is there music they can listen to as well? If they want to just listen to the song?
Yes, they can listen to the whole version of the new version of Master Jack, and then on all the other songs they can listen to about 30 seconds of, because at the moment there are 116 songs on it and we're busy loading up more. We're trying to get everything up here, but there's approximately well over 700 songs that we've recorded over the years, and folks are asking for things like that we'd forgotten we'd even recorded. It's quite interesting. I listened to your interview with Ray Stevens, and I really enjoyed it. And I mean, he's one of the artists that we've always loved. And one of the numbers that he wrote, called Freddy Feel Good and his funky little five-piece band, it's one of our favorite numbers in our act, and it always goes down an absolute storm.
That's funny, huh? Yeah, that's great. Well, I'm glad you enjoyed that interview, and I've enjoyed speaking to both of you. I'm very happy that Glynis was on with you. That's great. And I'm happy to hear that you're both still making great music. That's the best part about it.
Oh, thank you so much. I must say that doing this is certainly not boring, because some people might think, they've done so much of it, it must just be, you know, the usual kind of thing. But it's really been very good to speak to you, and to know that there are American people listening to this. I just greet them all and say, you know, we have been in that country, we have enjoyed it, and now we're just enjoying it through you at a distance today.
Exactly. Well, it's a pleasure for me to talk to both of you. I was a big fan of Master Jack, and I continue to be a fan of Vore Jackson or Jill.
Thank you.
Take care. Thank you. It's good to talk to both of you.
Thank you. God bless you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.